Logan,
Colin,
and Jeremiah,
and we are Amnesia, and you are listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. KBOO's Board of Directors meets on the fourth Monday of the month at 6 p.m. This month's meeting will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland and online through a public video conference. A public link and phone number to attend the meeting virtually can be found on our website at kboo.fm. Please visit our website to verify if a meeting is being held.
Good morning and welcome to That Vegan Show. I'm your host, Melissa Lesniak. And today I am excited to have the founders of Flipside Market PDX, Io and Jess Garza, here today. Welcome to the show.
Hi there.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, I've enjoyed your event in the past, so I'm really glad to give the listeners like a behind the scenes look at the founders and the event. So Io, I was curious how your business got started.
Oh, wow. So it's been over 6 years. I own Hail Snail here in North Portland. I started as a pop-up probably about 5 or 6 years ago, just popping up random vegan places around town. And then now I'm here in a brick and mortar for probably about 5 of those 6 years. But yeah, I grew up in the food business, so it's just always in my blood. It's always something I wanted to do. I tried working many 9-to-5s, never quite worked out. So I just put all my eggs in one basket and went for it. And yeah, here I am.
I've been glad to have you. A few years ago, my son said that he wanted cinnamon rolls for his birthday. And so I was so excited because you have that pack where you can get a pack of rolls and all the toppings. So he and his friends have fun decorating their own cinnamon roll each. So it's a memory that stands out for us.
Oh, that's sweet. Glad to be included in the memories.
Yeah.
Sabrina and I have been doing our vegan cocina for 5 years now, I think. We started it. Somebody just asked her if she could make tamales, and it started from there. And then another friend found out, and another friend found out. And I was like, well, maybe we could start selling them and doing deliveries and stuff. And it just took off. And then she slowly worked with her mom and her grandma on learning recipes and making them vegan, and has just gone wild since. Now her mom calls her asking her for cooking tips. So it's a lot.
Wow. At the turnaround. Yes, I love both of your food, making me hungry over here right now. So how did you end up coming together for the Flipside Market?
Oh, man.
it was kind of like a weird synchronicity, domino effect type of thing. So I was hosting, I wouldn't say monthly, maybe a couple times a summer, just about 5 or so vendors out, not even out in the road. And then I've known Jess just because we kind of started popping up at the same time. So we were just in each other's worlds a lot back then. So we are already kind of homies.
Kiddos of the same age.
Yeah, kids of the same age. Jess just kind of popped in the shop one day, and we were just started talking about it. And Jess always has real big, awesome dreams. And it seemed, the way they were talking about it just made me seem really comfortable with like digging more and contacting the city on what we needed to do to just make this bigger, you know, so we can have our own legacy. That's just kind of how it started. Yeah. And I think we started at 15 vendors or so.
Yeah. It started small, and then we started realizing, oh, we got a little more space. Let's see.
Yeah. More
the interest
space
started growing.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of fun to help out and bring everybody together.
Yeah, yeah. So now we're at 30 plus vendors and lots of interest, and it's our third year. So we're super excited, and theming everyone this one this year. So last year we did a couple of themed ones and they were like our biggest ones. So every market this year will be themed.
Okay. What kind of themes do you have?
So for April, we're doing, because it's close to Earth Day, so we're going to do like an Earth Day / 420, because obviously the next day is 420. And this is Portland. And then May, we are having our third birthday party, so it'll be themed like that. June is Pride Month. And then we are still working on the other few months, just seeing if we want to go with some previous themes or make up some new stuff as we go. So
you're definitely going to have the Halloween theme, though, right, in October?
Oh, absolutely.
We actually did a Summerween one last year that was popular, so I think we might have to.
I was already saying last night, I'm like, oh, I want to do Summerween again.
Yeah, it was so fun. Yeah, we like carved watermelons, and it was a blast. I think everyone had a really fun time with that one. But so that one might have to be a repeat.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I agree. I love Halloween.
And where do you hold this at?
The markets are held at 6550 North Interstate Avenue, just right off Liberty Street. We blocked the whole thing off. You can't miss it.
The Rosa Parks Max stop is literally across the street. You can see the Max stop, and you can walk right over here. So easy access. You don't have to deal with parking. Mm-hmm. And there's tons of free off-street parking also.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what's your vision for this event and how is it evolving over the last few years?
We always talk about going bigger, doing bigger things. And so we aren't sure what the future holds for us, but we know we want to keep doing this. We want to keep helping out the community, bringing everybody together. It's a lot of fun seeing the sanctuaries come out, spread their word. They get more volunteers signed up. These vendors, these up-and-starting companies, they're able to get their word out to different consumers that they wouldn't normally see. So it's just fun bringing everybody together. At the end of the day, we're tired, but we're so proud of everything that happened throughout the day.
Yeah, I like to think of it as like we're just every month have this one all-day requirement to just hang out with all your good friends all day. And it's by the end of the day, you're just so exhausted, but you're just so amped because it was just so fun to just see everyone, see how everyone is just talking to people and buying things. And it's a good feeling.
Even from the start, the setup to the breakdown, everybody's pitching in. You see people running over, oh, I'll help you out. Like, it's just amazing.
Yeah, it's good. Our group chat helps too.
Oh yeah, our group chats are so much fun. People start chatting, oh hey, I need help here, and like they talk about other things, but still everybody coming together always.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, I had a really good experience last year. I was volunteering with Northwest Veg, and you know, after the pandemic, their membership was lower than it had been. You know, they hadn't had their big vegan fest event, and your market gave us a really good opportunity to table and spread the word. I was really surprised. Like, I just thought a lot of people would have heard about Northwest Veg, but a lot of people were newer to the area and hadn't heard. You know, some people are like, yes, I've gone to all their events from the beginning of time. And then some people are like, no, I've never heard of it. So yeah, you all were very easy to work with. Yeah, the group chat was helpful. I like how you like had people sign up at different times to set up so everyone wasn't there, you know, at the same time. I didn't have to get there at the crack of dawn, which I appreciate. I'm you know, not the bright early person, especially on the weekend. And it really offered us and other nonprofits and sanctuaries the chance to get their message out and get volunteers. And I met some other of your vendors who ended up being on my radio show, the Cannon Beach. She came on the radio show, and so it was a nice networking opportunity too for all of us.
Awesome. Yeah, this year we're making sure that all sanctuaries have free spots. So we really want them to be able to come out and make sure they're getting the help they need for the animals and the great work that they do. So we're offering free space for sanctuaries this year.
And this can be big sanctuaries or micro sanctuaries. Yep. If you have animals that you're taking care of and you need to buy them food, you can come get a spot.
Yeah. We want to help you out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I'm sure that's invaluable to them because, you know, especially when, you know, there's different weather events and things that impact them, then that way they can use that money for the animals, but still get the word out about their sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
So Green Acres Farm Sanctuary is a big, is a sanctuary that will be back this year.
Yes, they are our main sanctuary. They will be at every market. I live pretty close to where they are, so I go out there every now and then and drop off things to donate for the animals. But we love the great work they do. Tina and John are amazing. So we really like supporting them and repping them up.
Yeah, I think they've been with us since the beginning. Too. Yeah.
Yep.
We just kind of had them out once and then we were like, hey, you know, why don't you just, you know, be our staple sanctuary? And a lot of times we have out to pasture out here too. And Wildlings has been a new face around here. And
we have a little critter crew who's new to join us this year. They're doing a lot of help with all the little baby rats. Oh my God, they're so cute.
Yeah. And then in May, actually, we'll have Portland Mutual Aid coming through for the first time. We'll be promoting with our promotion for May. We'll have a list of things that people can donate and bring for them as well.
Okay. What date is your May event?
May 31st will be that one, end of the month.
Okay. And is it still from 11 to 5?
12 to 5.
12 to 5. Okay.
Yep. I've almost got it all booked and we should be posting all the information for May here soon.
Okay. And then later in this episode, I'm going to be checking in the day of on this month in April with some of the vendors here so that I'm excited to talk to them and, you know, just kind of do an on-site interview with some of them. You said Vetopian will also be a staple.
Yep. Vetopian, vegan dude. He is a staple at our markets. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's been here since the beginning as well.
Yep. Fiddler's Fungus is going to be a staple this year. We've already locked that in with them. And then our awesome flyer designer this year, Gatsby Ikes. Yeah. Jade will be here every month also. And then the rest will probably switch it up. The other 20, 26, 27 spots will switch up.
Okay. Let me go back to Green Acres, because I want the listeners to have a chance to know about what some of these organizations do. So Green Acres Sanctuary, what animals do they have there, and what can you tell us about what they do?
They have everything. They've got cows, pigs, sheep, goats, chickens, ducks. They have they're pushing close to 300 animals now.
Wow.
But their space, it's so beautiful. You drive back this long driveway and then it opens up into this gorgeous farm. And just the work they do is amazing.
I haven't been there since before the pandemic, but I remember going to a potluck there. Do they still have events like that?
Yeah, they do that twice a year. And then they also, I think it's every other weekend, you can sign up for Saturday mornings. It's only 2 hours from 10 to 12. You go out there and volunteer. You help with the animals. Sometimes it's just feeding or raking, but they'll make sure that you're able to do whatever it is they need help with. So it's pretty cool. Cool way to spend time with the animals and help out.
And it's for all ages, right?
All ages. Yep. Wear your mud boots.
Wear your mud boots. Yeah, that's good advice. I think it's just so, I mean, I think the work that they do, of course, is so valuable, but I also think it's great for people and children to interact with the animals so they can understand more why we don't eat them. You know, I feel like in our society, it's just so far removed and explained away, especially when children question things. Oh, well, they're bred for that, or, you know. we couldn't have survived without them. You know, meanwhile, I haven't eaten meat for 20 years, but here I am, you know.
Right, yeah.
So yeah, it's a great chance for people and children to connect with the animals.
Yeah, I know. They just did a thing the other day. They even have schools and like Boy Scouts and stuff like that go out there and they educate them. So that's really cool that they're getting out there outside of the vegan community and still spreading the word and kind of planting that seed. So.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. We've had the vegan scouts on the show before, but you're saying just even...
Yeah, just regular Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. I saw a post the other day they did, and I was very shocked. I was like, that's amazing. Awesome work. So...
That really is. What other sanctuaries will be there in May that we could touch on?
Wildwood will have there in May. Okay. And I think a Little Critter Crew is going to come back and join us again. Mm-hmm. And then we're hoping, I just discovered a new tortoise and turtle sanctuary out of Silverton. And when the warmer months start, they're going to come out and start joining us. So I'm very excited to be promoting them and helping their cause.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll get out to pasture out here too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Out to pasture is just looking to get some volunteers so they can get out here. So if you want to help out to pasture, now's your chance.
Okay. And out to pasture is pretty big too, like Green Acres.
Oh yeah, yeah. Kit's been holding that down for a long time. So
yeah, I remember again pre-pandemic. I need to remedy this. But I remember going to their Halloween event and I remember they had goats, and I remember they had pressed cider from, you know, fresh apples and a lot of kids' events.
Little cupcake walk in the haunted house. Yeah, it's so cute.
Yeah, and they have big pigs there too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you said Vetopian will be there, and tell us about them.
Oh, man, Vetopian... obviously their main focus is cheese, but Ryan and Britt are in everything. They are just growing in the community. They are they're pretty awesome people helping everybody out. So I'm excited to see them again this year.
And they have three businesses awesome now, right?
They do, yeah. They
three vegan businesses.
Mm-hmm. The Realm.
And Unwind.
And Our Spot. The coffee. I've been there.
Oh, they have
four spots now.
Oh, what's the other one?
Then? Unwind. It's a little cart that they have.
It's next to a wine bar, so they do like charcuterie boards and they kind of
really?
With the wine. Yeah.
I didn't know about this.
We'll find you later.
Yeah, they make like mac and cheese, and of course, all of it's made with the Vetopian cheese. Very cool people. Glad to have them in Portland.
Have you ever had their lavender cheese?
Oh, I haven't.
No, but that sounds amazing.
I hope they bring it. Yeah, we always get that.
I don't know if it was a
family.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a limited time. They brought the cheese for when Miyoko Shinner was at Lewis and Clark. And where I first saw the lavender cheese. And then I, you know, ran over there. Later and got some more because it was so good. I love lavender and rose and things and food.
Yes, me too. I agree.
Yeah, tell us some of the other vendors who might be there, and it's really you have so many things. Like you can eat, I've bought birthday gifts, you know, jewelry for people there.
I guess we can mention some of our newer ones that are coming through. Love and Live, it's a Black-owned business, and they make like hot sauces and this really awesome watermelon barbecue sauce. Super amazing people. We met them at a smaller vegan event.
Yeah.
What was it called?
A little vegan market.
Yeah, it's like a little vegan market somewhere. But yeah, I ran into them and then they ended up reaching out to us, so that I'm really excited to have them here. And then Sister's Garden, have they been here before?
No, they are new flower.
They'll
do bouquets and stuff like that. So if you want to get some fresh cut flowers, Sister Garden will get you taken care of there.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Vegan Syrian will be out
with
plant-based abolitionists with their amazing food and phenomenal cause. So definitely check them out.
Yes. And oh, also one of my new favorite desserts in Portland is B3 Cookies. Amazing woman, Sumi, makes all the cookies herself from amazing ingredients. She does not cut corners. They're so huge and they're delicious. She's got a lot of fun flavors, so we're glad to have her back too. Yeah.
And she sells out fast.
Very so fast. Yes.
Well, so you have to get there at the beginning to noon. Noon is like when I can get places on the weekend.
We're like, let's start at noon. That's when most people are starting to get alive, ready for their weekend.
Yeah, especially on a Saturday. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I just like kind of, I mean, I have to be at work much earlier than that, but by the weekend I'm dragging a little bit. So I'm more of a night person or evening. You know, noon is, I like noon to midnight. That's kind of my my hours that I would like to be awake and active. Okay.
April's going to be great. May, we got like Dose Punks.
What do they do?
They do stickers and different kinds of like pictures and things like that, paperwork. Let's see.
It's all vegan.
Oh, there we go. And then in June, we actually have a vendor coming up from LA. So that's pretty exciting. And then we have Mercury Nomad. And then we have a like a metal jewelry maker. Let's see who else.
What does Mercury Nomad do?
All kinds of artwork. They make clothes. Yeah, they do not stop. Their art is expansive. OB Plants is going to be here with all kinds of house plants, so that's exciting. Yes.
And are you allowed to go to that booth, Jess? Don't you? You have a lot of plants.
I sneak away. I sneak away and add to my insane collection. I can't wait for it to get warmer. I have a giant plant that needs repotted, but I can only do it outside because it's too big for inside anymore.
What will Jade be doing at the booth? You said
Jade is like a professional pop-up artist in Portland, so successfully has become an artist in life, which I think is just so cool. She does they do murals at different businesses. Once you see their style, you'll know exactly who it is every time you see it on like a window, like Alberta Co-op, or I have a mural on my garage door here. They make amazing prints, all done, of course, by hand, but they'll have their booth set up with probably some merch, like t-shirts. I know they've been doing some clay work, and then all of their work is vegan based, so it's a lot of animals, a lot of pro-vegan sayings, and really bright, beautiful colors in all of their work as well, which really is eye-catching and unique.
Okay, wonderful. So yeah, like I said earlier, like it is a really great place to get gifts for yourself and for others, and knowing that they're all vegan and not having to worry about that.
Yeah. There'll even be, I think at April, we'll have dog treats with Bring Treats for Dogs. They make all vegan treats, or for our event, they'll have all vegan treats. And then I think I'm gonna have them back again in May. So they'll have dog treats, and then we'll also have chip toys, and they do cat toys and stuff like that. So there will be something for the animals here.
And these dog treats, get mistaken, because
you'll confuse it for people treats.
Yeah, you'll want to try it. These things are like beautiful. So it's very giftable for someone who has a dog and then have like this really cool, unique dog treat. These things are, they look like patisserie, like they should be in a store. They're beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I have three cats, so I will be checking out the cat toys. They're, you know how cats are. They're probably all under things. They have toys. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know where most of them are anymore. So it's always nice to be able to get some local cat toys for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. If people wanted to know more information about your event, where would they go online?
So they can find us on Instagram or Facebook. It is going to be the Flipside PDX Vegan Market. Yeah, and if you shoot us a message on there, it'll be one of us that will return, but we're pretty quick to get back to you. We are much better on Instagram than we are on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And then we also have an email. It's the flipsidepdx@gmail.com.
Okay. So in May or June, do you have room for more vendors, or would that be later in the year?
I probably got like 4 or 5 spots left for May. I have not booked up June yet. So if you're interested in June, July, August, September, October, just go to our Instagram page. The link is in the bio. Just fill out the application. Please make sure your products are vegan. If you feel something's ethically sourced from an animal, we are going to very much disagree with you. So please don't waste your time. Because we are pretty shocked at some of the applicants we have so far.
Yeah, and if you're questioning something, always reach. Like, don't be scared to reach out and ask.
Yeah, we're pretty chill, laid back.
Boy. Yeah, we're not going to shame you. Or
no, we're not going to be rude about it.
We just respectively decline. But yes, we all vegan.
Even if you're not vegan, we ask you to be vegan at the market. We do not... Even our vendors, we would ask you to be respectful. Don't be consuming Burger King or something ridiculous.
We're here for the animals, bottom line. So we really want to emanate that energy throughout that market. 5 hours a day, 1 month, 1 day a month. Yeah, if that's, we really like to implant that in our market as well.
Yeah, and us vegans appreciate that too, because we can, you know, just relax and not have to read any labels or ask any questions. Although I do feel pretty spoiled in Portland that a lot of times I don't have to. I'm from the Midwest, and sometimes if I go, I mean, it's getting better out there, but sometimes if I go back, I'm like, if it's not labeled vegan, I'm not gonna, you know, I can't even ask questions anymore. You don't want to go to a vegan event and see somebody eating Burger King or, you know, having to worry. So we appreciate you screening everything thoroughly for us. And like you said, also because you're supporting the animals, so that wouldn't really line up with why you're doing the event. Okay, is there anything we're missing about the event that you like to share?
We do have a free craft table at every event.
Oh, yeah.
So the kiddos, the adults, anybody, there's no age limit. You can do free crafts, take them with you. And we try to change that out. I think
the craft for April is going to be pretty fun. So basically going to be bubble painting little tiny 3-inch terracotta pots. Mm. And then you'll be able to fill it with soil and pick a little seed from our seed selection. So it'll be kind of going along with our Earth Day vibe. So pretty excited for this craft. I think it's going to be fun.
Okay. Do you know what the craft for May will be? That's kind of a little...
It'll probably be birthday.
Yeah, some sort of birthday-themed thing. I think we're going to do a scavenger hunt with a little gift at the end. So we're kind of giving gifts away for the birthday to kind of tie that in. I think it'd be fun because we wouldn't be the people and the vendors and the people that come deserve the gifts. It's like, we wouldn't be able to have a third birthday if it wasn't for all the people out there doing their thing, you know? So I think that'll be fun. We'll definitely have some sort of scavenger hunt, but the craft is TBD.
Yeah. It's a little farther out now. I know I'm living one day at a time right now. Sorry, you have so much planning to do with this. Is it getting like a little easier now that this is your third year, or not easier, but like maybe feel a little more routine? Or
feels a little streamlined. Yeah,
yeah, it's a little easier now, and it's going a little smoother. I do most of the booking, and I have a day job. I'm a logistics manager by day, so when I have free time there, I'm messaging vendors at work and writing my lists and trying to hide it on my desk somewhere. I'm like, oh, no, I'm busy. Give me a minute. I'm in a meeting. So I find time.
I'm sure you're supposed to have breaks. So you're just doing that on your breaks, right?
There we go. I like it.
That's how we do it. We'll be like, if we write something on Facebook, we'll be like, this is on our break.
Right. I run my social media also for my work, helping out there. So,
okay.
I opened my mouth and said that I do that. So they're like, oh.
Yeah, that gets us in trouble sometimes. I've regretted saying I know how to do something a few times. And the next thing I know, I'm spending all this time doing that. Okay, so you'll have events every month from April through October, and then May 31st will be the soonest event after the show airs.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I'm going to be checking in at the April event with Little Litter Crew, Fiddler's Fungus Farm, Galto Gelato, and Rainbow Crafts.
Mm-hmm.
So they are going to get a chance to tell us a little bit more about what they do, and, you know, being right there at the event.
Nice.
And both of your businesses will be there.
Yeah. And actually, for every market, I make a pretty out there savory snail as well. So make sure to come and see what I've conjured up at each one. So this next one will be bacon, cheese, and jalapeno, I believe.
We're going to be doing tamale plates for our vegan cocina, rice, beans, and then a couple tamales. So I'm excited because I get to taste test.
Nice. Yes, I love both of the food from both of your places. So I can't wait. I think I might have to get an extra plate of yours just this time, because after I eat it, I'm like, I want to eat this more.
Yeah, I feel the same.
Okay, well, thanks so much for being on the show. And like I said, I'm going to check in with some of your vendors there so listeners can kind of get a live look into it. And tell us again how listeners can find you on social media.
So on Facebook, it is going to be The Flip Side Vegan Market, PDX. Find us on there. And then at Instagram, it's Flip Side Vegan Market.
The Flip Side PDX?
Gosh, I just went blank.
Yeah. I think it's pretty easy to find if you put in like Flip Side and Vegan PDX.
Yeah, just look for the little cow icon. That's the easiest way. You just type in The Flip Side, look for the little cow icon. That's us.
Vegan Market.
Perfect. So the next event will be May 31st, and then you have events June, July, August, September, and October, the Halloween event. Okay, well, I look forward to seeing you both at your event at the Flipside Market. And now next, we're going to talk to some of the vendors on the site there.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, thanks for reaching out.
I am here on site at the Flipside Vegan Market, and I am here with Caitlin from the Little Litter Crew, and I just want to give you a kind of a taste of what it would be like to come to the Flipside Market, which runs monthly from April until October. So thanks for talking to us here.
Hi. Yeah, I'm really excited to be here and to do some community outreach, let people know what we're all about at Little Critter Crew. There is a very big problem with small pet overpopulation here in Oregon, and a lot of people just do not realize that that's a thing, you know. And when somebody doesn't want their hamster or their rabbit or their guinea pig, whatever it is, it's really hard to find resources to help places for these animals to go. So that is a big reason why Little Critter Crew exists. Our mission is to educate and advocate for proper small animal care, as well as raise awareness for the pet overpopulation issue. We also rescue, rehabilitate, provide sanctuary, and adopt out the small animals here in Oregon.
That's wonderful. And I think you're right. People think about cats and dogs, although not always enough not to make more of them on purpose, but I don't think they always think about these other animals. Tell us again which animals that you work with.
Yeah, so we work with hamsters, mice, rabbits, gerbils, chinchillas, sugar gliders, and guinea pigs and hedgehogs.
Wow, that's a lot. And I had also heard about your name from some other people that I had interviewed in the past, Ratway Sanctuary. So it's always nice to hear about the collaborations that go on to help the animals.
Yeah, absolutely. We really enjoy networking with the other small animal rescues and sanctuaries here in Oregon. The need is so great that we need that support from everybody that in the community.
And did you say you do fostering too? Are you in need of fosters or volunteers?
Yes, we are always in need of volunteers, whether that be helping with events, transporting, making graphics, hanging up flyers, writing. There's so many different ways to help us. If you have a skill or you just have a desire to help, we can use your help in some way. And we are 100% foster based, meaning we do not have a facility. We depend on kind-hearted people to sign up to foster these animals until they go off to their forever homes. We provide the initial setup and supplies, and we cover approved vet care. So basically, you're just providing love and care until they can, move off into a responsible and loving home where they will be appreciated.
Okay, that's great. And if people wanted to find out more about you, you're on social media. Which social medias are you on?
Yeah, so we have a website, littlecrittercrew.org. We're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Reddit, you name it, we're probably on it. Little Critter Crew Small Animal Rescue is the name.
Wonderful. And have you been to Flipside Market before?
This is our first time, and I was so excited to be invited. We found out about it because of Jade with Gasp Yikes. She's a local artist here in Portland and does some really cool work. I definitely recommend checking her stuff out. Yeah, we got invited here, and this is our first year, and it's been so much fun, and we've talked to a lot of great people. So definitely recommend, and we'd love to come back.
Wonderful. And you're going to be at another event in May?
Yes. Yes, we're going to be at the Eugene Vegan Fest.
So. That's great. I interviewed Hope last month to talk about the Vegan Fest, and she had mentioned you were going to be there. So that's great that you're getting the word out.
Yeah. Yeah, we're excited to attend the Eugene Vegan Fest. And if you follow our social media, we do a lot of events. So there's lots of opportunities in different areas of Oregon to come talk to some of our volunteers in person, meet some adoptable animals, learn how to support rescues and homeless pets here in Oregon, and get some proper care information. We have care guides on different species you can read. Lots of fun stuff to do, and it's always nice to speak with other people who have a love for small animals.
Yeah, this is a great place for networking, and also buying things, buying food, buying gifts. I've done all that here. Who's the rabbit that you have with you today?
That's Pudding. Pudding is a ambassador bunny with our rescue. So a ambassador animal is a animal that is very comfortable with being at events and educational stuff. So we take them to more busier events because they do okay with the commotion and, you know, lots of people around and noise.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for letting us get a peek into the flip side.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Now I'm meeting up with Will from Fiddler's Fungus Farm. How is it going today?
It's going really great. The weather's really nice. Thanks for having me, Melissa.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show to give the listeners a peek of what they could explore if they came to Flipside Vegan Market. So how did your business get started?
Oh, well, I found myself actually working in the dairy industry during the pandemic, and I was one of those people that was unhappy with their careers and left my job during the middle of the pandemic. I mainly did food safety and lab work there. I ran the lab for a while. And when I left, I wanted to continue doing lab work, but not necessarily have to work in a regular lab environment. I was also vegan at the time and found myself working in this dairy where I didn't really fit in, and it didn't fit in with my ideals or way of life. And so I tried to create a small business after I left there that I could still do lab work and not be part of that animal industry.
Yeah, it's hard. You have to make a living. So I'm glad you were able to escape. So what do you do now with the mushrooms?
Yeah, so we mainly do mushroom grow kits that grow on people's countertops. You grow yourself. We do spawn that goes out in the yard and garden, mushroom spawn. And then we also provide inoculated plugs for doing log cultivation for people that want to do that.
Tell me a little more about that. I don't know as much.
So that's where you find a relatively fresh log. It depends on the log species for the mushroom species that's appropriate. And you make a series of holes in the log. You pound these plugs in that we provide, and you introduce the spawn into the log, and then you seal it up with wax over all those holes that you made. And then the log slowly colonizes with mycelium over time and will begin to fruit. So it can fruit for a number of years.
How long can people expect till the fungus grows on any of your products there?
Well, the logs take around 9 months to fully colonize and then to begin fruiting. The countertop kits take around 2 weeks, though it depends on the mushroom species. Some species can fruit in as little as 8 days. The garden spawn that goes outside, that could take 6 months to about 9 months for it to colonize wood chips and begin fruiting outside.
So a pretty wide range there.
Yep. And those are all projects for people, to grow mushrooms themselves at home.
Okay, and I remember seeing you at Flipside Market last year. What's a favorite thing you like about Flipside Vegan Market?
Besides for the great food here and besides for seeing all the people, we live outside of town, and so we don't really have this sort of community where we live, and so it's really nice to come in, especially in the spring going through the fall, to come into town here and do this market. I just really look forward to it because I really enjoy being a part of this community.
Wonderful. Do you do any other markets that are coming up?
Yeah, we do markets that are closer to our area, like out in Clatskanie. We're going to do a market in Columbia County where we live. That's for the Master Gardeners Spring Fair. And then I'm going to be doing a free class on called Gardening with Mushrooms coming up over at Linton Feed and Seed in Northwest Portland.
Wow. Okay. If people wanted more information about all of this you've just told us about, your class or seeing you in person, let them know where they could go online.
Yeah, you can either check out our website. That's where we have a lot of our products and stuff. We do shipping there, but you can also check out our Instagram. That's probably where we have the most up-to-date information and a lot of really cool pictures and things that are going on.
Okay, and what's your website?
FiddlersFungusFarm.com.
Okay, easy enough. Well, thanks so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, now I'm stopping by and talking to Colton from Rainbow Crafts.
Hi, everyone. I'm Colton from Rainbow Crafts, and I am one of the two owners of the company. My partner Zach and I make vegan soap, candles, bath bombs, beard oils, all those fun vegan bath and body products. We started making soap back in 2021 during COVID as a fun hobby, and it quickly snowballed into a much, much larger business than we had ever anticipated it being. Zach now does this full time, and then I do this on the weekends in addition to my weekday office job. We like to focus on vegan specific events, which is why we're at Flipside Market, because it is a vegan specific event. But we also do Vancouver Farmers Market each and every weekend throughout the whole entire year. And then we pop up all over the Portland, Vancouver area as well.
Okay. You've been at Flipside Market before.
Yeah, we were at their very first market when there was only, I think, three other vendors in their little like courtyard. And then we've been back, and it's grown every single time that we've been here.
Wow, that's great. What's your favorite part of being at Flipside?
We really like the vegan markets because vegans, at least in Portland and Vancouver, will come and find all those little markets and really spend their dollars to show that they're supporting the vegan community. And that's why Flipside is on our list always.
Right. When I interviewed the founders of Flipside, they said they, you know, are very careful to screen to make sure that everything is going to be vegan, which I appreciate on a lot of different levels.
Yeah, us too. We like to like be able to just buy things and not have to worry about, oh, does this have honey in it or does this have dairy in it, because everything is 100% vegan here.
Yeah, and it's also a really great place to network.
Yeah, for sure.
And I will tell the listeners, it smells really good at this booth.
Thank you.
I think I will be checking out the products here before I move on to another area. If people wanted to find out more about you, what do you have a website? Are you on social media?
Tell yeah, us. We are on Instagram, Facebook at Rainbow Crafts. And then our website is rainbowcrafts.com, and we link our calendar of events, and then our online store is there as well. Yep. Vancouver Farmers Market is Saturdays and Sundays, and then we will be at Crafty Wonderland here the first weekend of May, and we will also be at Portland Pride, but that's not until June.
Okay. And you're a staple here at Flipside Vegan yeah. Market, it sounds like.
Yep, when we have a free day and a free employee, myself or Zach will be here.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Now I'm talking to Ryder, and what do you have today? What's your booth?
I manage and produce for Gatto Gelato. Mm. I make plant-based gelato and sorbet.
Okay. And what flavors do you have today? Because I want to know for personal reasons.
I brought a dozen flavors. Usually at our events, it's 10 to 12 flavors. And today it's French vanilla, chocolate fudge swirl, strawberry basil buttermilk, our signature orange almond toffee, cold brew coffee, chocolate chip cookie dough, the mango mint sorbet, a Marionberry hibiscus sorbet. I also have our seasonal spring flavors of Portland Fog, which is Earl Grey with lemon curd, rhubarb crisp, and blueberry lavender.
Oh my goodness. And how are you, I'm also asking for a friend, how are you selling it? Like just by serving, or you can buy a...
Yeah, so we sell everything in two sizes. We have a four and a half ounce, we call it a mini kitty. It's like a hefty single scoop prepackaged, and we sell by the pint from our website or at these sort of pop-up events.
Okay, because as a Libra, I'm never going to be able to make a choice between all of those. Okay, how did your business get started?
Well, I've actually been making ice cream for a while. Came from the East Coast. I worked for a little tiny shack of a business there, Lighthouse Ice Cream. And then here in Portland, I actually worked for Salt and Straw in their kitchen, making, like prepping the inclusions, making the ice cream. So I've always wanted to make ice cream, my own flavors, and it's really hard to break into that. And I think like a lot of other people, after the pandemic and all the chaos the last few years, it's like, I've been talking about this and thinking about this for a really long time. Why not? There's never going to be a better time. So, yeah, with the help of my partner, she was a big support emotionally, financially, you know, just even letting me chase this sort of dream. And she's been my number one taste tester and helper. She helped me figure out how to do this. And really, I mean, making it vegan friendly actually makes it easier from a production standpoint, because working with non-vegan stuff like dairy milk, you need like a certain facility and stuff. But if you're using oat milk or coconut milk, you just need to find a good commissary kitchen, which I was able to find. Mm-hmm. It's a family one owned by PDX Meal Prep. So I work out of their kitchen. I have my own little nook, my own little, like, you know, shelf for ingredients, and I make everything there, and then I can come to events and I can sell on my website. And yeah, I don't know if that really answers the question. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's great. Have you've been to Flipside Vegan Market before?
This is our third time. We applied for one last year, and then 2 or 3 days before, I think, the Halloween October one, there was someone who dropped out because they weren't feeling well. And they reached out to me, and they're like, yes, of course, I'd love to come back. So this is our third one, and I've already applied for however many they'll have me, because it's always a really great time here.
Okay, so if our listeners were to come to Flipside Vegan Market sometime on their monthly events through October, you most likely will be here.
I mean, well, it's not up to me. I've already applied for every single one of them.
Gotcha.
But I think I understand this priority is they want to make sure it's not just the same people over and over. So
I see.
Each Flipside, they try to change it up. So,
different people a chance.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we're not going to be back for May's, unfortunately. But we'll see if, you know, throughout the summer and into the fall, we're going to be here if we can be here, for sure.
Okay. Are you going to be at any other events coming up?
Besides Flipside, I mean, we have Portland Flea next weekend. We're
going
to be that, I believe that's a Sunday. And then we're going to be at the Portland Night Market May 2nd and 3rd. So that's 2 weekends from today.
Okay. And yeah, but when this airs, the Sunday one will be just in a couple days, so.
Yeah, so we haven't done Portland Flea before, so as a small business where pop-ups are extremely important for getting new customers, spreading the word, and just, you know, getting that additional funding to buy more ingredients and stuff, fingers crossed that Portland Flea is really good. That's why, I mean, as soon as Flipside was like, we're doing it again this year, like, yes.
Yeah.
You know, because this is a known quantity. The crowd that comes here, the other vendors, the event organization, how they advertise the event, everything is fantastic. Because I've done events where it's not as well organized or not as well advertised, or maybe the customers don't really know what to expect. Any of those, if they're kind of not on the right frequency, can affect the event negatively. But here it's just always really nice. I haven't been disappointed so far, so I don't expect debates.
Yeah, I did some vending with Northwest Veg last year, and I found the communication and the process all very easy.
Which is nice.
We talked, you know, got to talk to a lot of different people, did a lot of networking.
Mm. I think they had mentioned an event in Eugene, but that's a little hard for me to bring the ice cream back and forth from. So I was able to do that, but I'd love to be there.
In May.
Yeah.
Well, maybe this is the first one. I interviewed Hope last month.
Yeah.
Who's, you know, the organizer of it. And so maybe next year.
Well, it's just for me, for our logistics, I think I need like a refrigerated van or something.
Yeah, it'd be tricky.
Yeah. But for now, we're kind of limited to Portland. But yeah.
Okay.
Flipside's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. I think it's a great venue for sure. If people wanted to find you on social media or your website, where would they go?
So you can find out more about our current flavors, future events, and where to find us around Portland, the businesses we sell through, on gattogelato.com. That's GattoGelato.com. Or you can find us on Instagram at GattoGelatoPDX. You can also find me lurking around on Reddit, in the Portland Reddit or Ice Creamery. Gatto Gelato PDX. Really, anywhere someone can advertise for not too much or free, I will be there.
That's a good strategy. And then I will also have all the websites that we talked to guests from today on the KBOO episode page for today's show for the Flipside Vegan Market. So thanks for being on the show today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And thanks for listening. And that vegan show is on every fourth Friday at 11 a.m. only on KBOO Portland. We'll be right back.
You're listening to KBOO Portland at 90.7 FM and streaming on the web, kboo.fm. I'm Don Jacobson, and moving on, we'll be here in just a few minutes right after the news.